Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 729.
Today we have another question from Ian.
I switched my support from Patreon to Subscribestar a while back.
Oh, thank you, you kind soul.
But as a site, it doesn't seem quite ready for primetime yet. From your point of view, is it better for people to stick with Patreon, or does it make much difference?
From my point of view, I want to get as many people off Patreon as I can. I know too many people inside the cluster of companies around Patreon, and it strikes me as a very unhealthy and unsafe place to be depending on. I'm going to keep my toes in the water there because there are people who use it and they're accustomed to it, and only an idiot or someone who's really hedging against a disaster will pull stakes from a active commercial venue. That said, they're trying to become more of a full-service concierge type of company, Patreon. And in so doing, they're also trying to grab more and more rights to the stuff that you do. Now, Subscribestar doesn't have a perfect agreement either as far as stuff you post on their site. That's one of the reasons that we post links to the feeds, and we just put the rewards up there. And we're going to be looking at moving the rewards somewhere else and linking to the rewards through a private link that's posted to the subscriber fees. That said, Patreon's unique vulnerability, aside from all the stuff that's going on internally and the fact that they are really, really overexposed debt-wise, is that they are wholly in thrall to MasterCard. And MasterCard has been trying to shoehorn its way into a catbird seat on the global finance system so that they can, like the U.S. government currently does, basically control all of the commerce flowing across the world. It's a tremendous amount of power, and I'm not really comfortable with that, no matter who's in charge. I don't like that kind of centralized authority. Especially as someone in the arts, one of the things you read enough history, you realize that any time power gets really highly centralized, at some point they come after the artists. They usually come after political commentators first, but at some point they come after the artists, and whether it's the mob exercising pressure from the left or from the right, or it's the people who currently hold political or commercial power, anytime there's a major shift in the way that business or politics or geopolitics or culture are done, there are successive waves of attempts to control. When you're in the arts, you want to insulate yourself as much as possible against attempts to control, because it is very difficult to predict why they're going to come after who they come after. Sometimes it's easy to spot a mile away. Sometimes it comes out of left field. And people who get good at playing the game in times like this, all you gotta do is read the French Revolutionary newsletters that drummed up support for the terror on largely false pretenses, to understand that it only takes one bad actor in the right position to create a whole lot of havoc for reasons that are entirely self-serving and not in the interest of the common good, no matter how they couch it. So because of that, if you are on Patreon and are interested in moving over to Subscribestar or to the Gumroad subscription, I would be most grateful. But if being on Patreon is the difference between you being able to support and you not being able to support, please stay on Patreon. From a creator's point of view, from a business point of view, the more diversity you have in your income streams, the better. And that's not just in terms of properties, that's at every level. Payment processors, financial institutions. You do not want a single point of failure. Because when the world turns upside down, as it's currently doing and will continue to do, I suspect for another 10 or 15 years, when the world goes through a giant civilizational paroxysm, things get weird and unpredictable. And in such times, it is very, very wise to diversify. For what it's worth, thank you very much, and thank you for joining me on Subscribestar. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.